It's the 10th of August. My name is Matthew Simpete, and welcome to the Sports Talk. And we're discussing a number of things on weekly basis, whereby we are dissecting and dealing with burning issues that are happening here in South Africa, especially South African sport. This time around, we are looking at the Olympics. The last time we spoke, I promised you that we'll wait for the Olympics to finish and take it from there and see how many medals did we collect from Tokyo as compared to what we collected at the Rio Olympics. But let's talk.
Hey, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics, and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Let us break it down in this way. In Tokyo, we collected 3 medals, and in Rio, in Brazil, we collected 10 medals in 2016. And before that, there was the 2012 London Games, where we came back with 6 medals. The worst one was in Beijing in 2008, where we came back with 1 medal. And do we have to celebrate 3 medals, like I've heard or I've read? You know that SASCOC will not be giving all the athletes bonuses, but they will be giving them incentives, and of which I think it would be a bit unfair, you know, for Tatiana Skuman as well as Bianca Beitenbach. I think they've done exceptionally well, and they should be welcomed as heroes, because they did what was supposed to be done in Tokyo. Despite the conditions or despite the situation there in Tokyo, from what we heard about the way our athletes were being treated, especially coming from South Africa in Tokyo, we understand that it was not the LOC's problem, but it was the governance issue, you know, with regards to COVID-19 and how they approach it. But now, does that explain, you know, the dismal performance of Team South Africa there in Tokyo? But now the bigger question is, who do we blame? Do we blame Barry Hendricks at SASCOC? Do we blame different federations, you know, that have sent their teams to Tokyo Olympics via SASCOC? Or do we blame Natim Tetwa Sport Ministry? Or do we go for the athletes themselves? Or even their coaches? Who do we blame, you know, for this performance? Because somebody else must carry the blame at which we performed this dismally. It is unacceptable that we come back with 3 medals, you know, from a competition that happens 4 times, you know. After every 4 years, that's how it happens, you know. After every 4 years, that's the weight or the phrase that I was looking for. I mean, it's a quadrennial tournament, and of which we expected Team South Africa to be well prepared. Even this time, there were months, you know, included because of the COVID-19 delays and the Olympics being moved forward. So the bonuses, definitely they were not supposed to be getting them. All the athletes that were there, except for the 2 that collected 3 medals. You know, Tatiana Skuman gave us gold as well as, you know, silver, and Bianca gave us silver. So, which is something that we appreciate. So swimming as well as serving are the only, you know, federations that have done us proud in Tokyo. You can speak about, you know, athletes like your Akane Simbine, your Chadley Clough. We can talk about Anaso Jobodwana, Wait for Niekerk, you know. They have on the track, you know, for the first time since 1992, South Africa came back, or South African track, or Athletic South Africa, came back empty-handed. And the last time we spoke to the president, James Moloi, he said, you know, their wish was to just collect as many as, you know, over 4 medals, you know, from the tracks. But unfortunately, they couldn't collect even 1. And now do we blame himself? James Moloi as the incoming president of Athletic South Africa, or do we go back and blame Skosana, who was there, because he was supposed to have ensured that the athletes are being prepared very well. Much as we understand, you know, that there was COVID-19 and a lot of athletes didn't get enough chance to train, and, you know, facilities were closed and stuff like that, but that did not only happen in South Africa, it happened across the world. Why did other countries, you know, perform so better than us? And it's not like, you know, playing the blame game here, but we have to, you know, prepare ourselves, because 2024, we've got the Paris Games. And now in Paris, we cannot be going there and come back with another excuse, excuse after excuse. We just have to prepare. But now, how do we prepare this one? Unfortunately, I wanted to speak to Barry Hendricks, but now he's in, he's out of the country, and he said he will be definitely talking to us, you know, just to lay down, you know, for us on what are the plans, because I mean, he's also new at SASCO as the president after being voted there. So we just need to talk about these things. And, you know, for the past 4 years, what was our athletes doing? You know, you can talk about all the sporting codes. What were those people doing? I mean, were they just there sitting doing nothing? Or were they pushing something on the side? You know, you can talk about the women's hurdles. You know, it was just bad. I mean, Wendanel didn't perform according to expectations. You know, Rashwal Somai, you know, he also in the long jump, I mean, he couldn't impress. You're talking about Sean Masangani, you know, Gift Litwela, as well as, like I said, when Akane Simbini and the other guys. How do we prepare this thing going forward? Do we go to Adati Mtetwa's office and say, give us the budget so that we can prepare properly? Because you've seen countries like your Ethiopia, Jamaica, Kenya, Nigeria, they were doing exceptionally well there at the Olympics, and of which it's something that we need to talk about. We cannot be ignored. And in this field or in this platform, we talk about things, you know, when there's something to be praised, we'll definitely praise it. But when there's nothing to be praised, then we'll say it like it is. Like in this case, I mean, there's nothing to be praised here. We have to talk that SASCOC and all the athletes and the other federations didn't impress us. And going forward, I'm sure that in 2024, we need to start planning now. We need to start planning now. The under-23 football side, we know the conditions they were playing under. We were told what was happening. Unfortunately, even in our preparations or our organization as SASCOC or as Team South Africa, we didn't even have a spokesperson. We didn't have anybody to talk to from that side. You know, the media had to fend news for themselves. You know, they had to make it a point that they go all around, you know, the world just to get their contacts so that they can bring information for you. There is poor planning as well, because we needed to have somebody else who was there, you know, to talk to the media. If there was a person, who was he? Why was he quiet? Those are the question, sort of questions or preparations, simple things that needs to be ironed out. And I'm sure that Barry Hendricks, when you speak to him, will pose such questions, you know, to him. And we expect him to give us answers. Let's talk about...
Hey, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. There will be.
Yeah, no, my things are sort of playing me around here. But again, let's meet on the next episode of the Sports Talk with Matthew Simpete. But I'm sure that you will send us your email, you know, telling us what we think went wrong and who do we blame. Do we go to SASCOC? Do we go to the different federations or Natim Tetwa? Yeah, Natim Tetwa, we don't know, you know, he hasn't done anything, you know, that can impress anyone. But anyway, give us an email or drop us an email at sport@dailysun.co.za. Let's also talk on, you know, social media. You can also visit our website, dailysun.co.za. From me, Matthew Simpete, cheers.